Welcome to Tardy Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Please join us Thursday, August 14th at 12 noon Eastern, 7 p.m. Israel time for the Siyum celebrating the completion of Sefer Mishle. Join us as we discover pathways of wisdom, preparing for Elul with Sefer Mishle with Mrs. Rachama Welcher. Please sign up at ouwomen.org/Siyum. And now for today's Perek.
Welcome to Tarati Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ruchama Welcher, and today we're going to be studying Mishle Perek Chof Ches, Chapter 29. And in this Perek, we have more Mishalim about kings and educators, and about wise people versus fools, and a lot of Mishalim about general Midas, anger, pride, fear, integrity. And we're going to look in depth at Pesukim Chof, Chof Aleph, and Chof Hei, which discuss some of these Midas. And we'll start with Pasuk Chaf, which is about the middle of impulsiveness. Chazisa ish otz bidvarav, tikva lichsil mimeno. Have you seen a man who's hasty in his affairs? There's more hope for a fool than there is for him. So this Pasuk is about someone who speaks or acts quickly or impulsively, and he doesn't take time to reflect or take advice, says the Ralbag. He makes quick decisions. He does things without thinking. And that's why, even if he's really smart, a fool has more hope than him. Because even though a fool is ignorant, says the Ralbag, he might recognize his limitations, and that might encourage him to ask someone else for advice. But the impulsive person, who's confident in his own judgment, he doesn't ask advice, he just acts. He doesn't ask for guidance, he doesn't get a second opinion. And so however smart he is, the fool's going to be better off. The fool who asks people for advice is going to end up making better decisions than our smart but impulsive person. Now listen to this amazing insight on this pasuk from the Piasetzner Rebbe, Reb Klonimus Kalman Shapira. He quotes the Baal Shem Tov, the words that we're familiar with from the Shema, Va'avadetem Mehera. Va'avadetem Mehera is a curse, and it means that you'll be quickly destroyed. But the Baal Shem Tov explained these words to mean, Va'avadetem Mehera. Va'avadetem, you need to destroy Mehera, the Mehirus, the haste. You need to destroy the Mehirus. You need to destroy your haste and your rash. Impulsivity and rash decisions, they're a recipe for disaster. We need to destroy this. We know that when we're rushed and we're frenzied and we're pressured, we don't make good decisions. And if it's hard to make good decisions at work or to choose what to buy in a store when you're in a hurry, then kal v'chomer, how much more so in our avodas Hashem? How much more so that deep inner work of spiritual growth is not something that can be done in a hurry? And it's not just about making important decisions in a rush. It's also about creating capacity to self-reflect and to grow. These are not things that can be done when we're in a frenzy. We need headspace for self-reflection, for cheshbon ha-nefesh, for self-evaluation. We need what's described as yishuv hadas, a calm and a clear mind, so that we can do things like reflect on our lives and we can master our feelings. What's described as mindfulness. We can't even begin that process of self-transformation when our mind is in a frenzy. So says the Piasetzner Rebbe, if we want to become masters over ourselves, we need to fulfill the Baal Shem Tov's interpretation of Avadtem Mehera. We need to destroy the haste. We need to calm our minds. We can't be the ish-ots that's described in this pasuk. And this reminds me of the Alshach's interpretation on the spend time with your flocks that we discussed in Perek Chof Zayin. Growth can't happen when we're manically rushing from thing to thing. We need to proactively create spaces where we spend time with our flocks, where we can find a tranquil place to think. And of course, this is definitely easier said than done. And we've been conditioned to value speed and efficiency and productivity, and all these things are measured by speed. But real inner work is not about efficiency or productivity. It can't be done when we're in a hurry. And for this inner growth, we need to slow down. Now next, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, we're going to talk about developing Midas in general. Mefaneik minayar avdoi v'achrisa yem monoin. One who pampers his servant from youth, in the end the servant will become his master. So if somebody is very soft on their employee or their worker when they're at the beginning of their contract, when they just start working for them, what happens is in the end, the employee or this worker, they become the boss. If there aren't clear boundaries and expectations right from the outset, right from the beginning of the job, it gets completely messed up. The employee starts coming late, they take too much leave, they take liberties with company credit cards and so on, right? It's much harder to correct later on. It's much better to put those boundaries in at the beginning of the relationship, when they just start the job. And that's what this pasuk is saying. Now the Malbim says that this is a mashal for the body and the soul. The body is the servant of the soul. The soul is supposed to be our boss. The soul is supposed to be in control. And The body is here to work for the soul, to fulfill the desires of the soul. The job of the body is to do the mitzvahs that the soul wishes for, to live the kind of lifestyle that the soul wishes for. But we need to train the body to listen to its boss from when we're very young, from the beginning of the contract. Someone who never develops discipline or resilience or commitment when they're very young, they can struggle to control their physical selves when they grow older. So the takeaways in this pasuk are that early chinuch is critical, and we want to develop good habits when we're very young, or at least younger than we're going to be in the future, because it's not too late now. We want to work on our midas from when we're young. We don't want to wait until later to develop self-control, because otherwise our bodies won't get a good sense of boundaries in this relationship, and they'll develop bad habits that are so much harder to correct later on. It's much, much harder to develop good habits and self-discipline once those bad habits are already ingrained in us. And finally, let's learn Pasuk Chaf Hei together, which is about the midah of emunah versus anxiety. Cheredas Adam Yitein Moikesh Uvoteach BaHashem Yisugav. A person's fear sets a trap for himself, but he who trusts in Hashem will be exalted, or according to other translations, will be protected or safeguarded. So what's the problem with fear? What's the problem with this Cheredas Adam? So Rashi says that fear can hold us back from doing the right thing. The example that he brings is that we could worry that if we give tzedakah, we're not going to have enough left for ourselves. It's an example of how the fear becomes a trap for ourselves that we fall into. It prevents us from giving tzedakah. And this is true of any fear that prevents us from doing the right thing or from doing something positive. Fear of confrontation can prevent us from standing up for justice. Fear of failure can prevent us from taking on responsibilities and making a positive contribution. Fear of change can hold us back from making important decisions. So Cheredas Adam, the fear of man, can be a moikesh, a trap, that prevents us from doing the right thing and that leads us to feeling trapped or regretful or diminished afterwards. But Voiteach BaHashem Yusugov, trust in Hashem, you'll be protected and exalted and you can take on responsibilities with courage. The Mitzudah has a different explanation. He says that this pasuk is describing the fear of a person who's experiencing a crisis. When we're in a crisis or we're in a difficult situation, if we feel panicky, it can cause us to make bad decisions. And in this way, the fear exacerbates the situation, traps us, it's a moikesh, and it makes it worse for us. When we're overtaken by anxiety, so we lose our clarity, we lose our composure, we lose our ability to respond wisely. So the fear becomes a moikesh, it's a trap that causes even more harm. We just said a few moments ago that it's not a good idea to make a decision in a hurry. Here we're saying it's not a good idea to make a decision based on fear or in a situation of panic. In any stressful situation, chas v'shalom, be it parenting, or financial stress, or health concerns, the panic can prevent us from making a solid, rational decision. However, he says, when one is in a crisis or in a challenging situation, and they keep their faith in Hashem, and they don't panic, they can face it with strength and not spiral into despair and make better decisions that way. Uvoteach BaHashem Yisugov. Someone who trusts in Hashem, he will be protected, he will be safeguarded. Trusting in Hashem in a challenging situation, it helps us to keep everything under control. And when someone is chas v'shalom in a difficult situation, one wonders, how do people cope without faith? How can one survive a crisis without knowing that there's a God who loves us and he wants only the best for us, and he's with us in our challenges, and he feels our pain even more than we feel it ourselves? How can a person survive without that knowledge? It's important to have emunah because it's what Hashem wants of us and it's the right thing. But we ourselves, we can't survive without emunah. It's a coping tool for us. It helps us to navigate a crisis so we feel less overwhelmed by the fear. Uvoteach BaHashem Yisugov. Trusting in Hashem, it elevates us and it protects us. Thank you for studying together in the merit for a refuah shelema for your Nina Sima Bas Daphne Hinder and the wounded members of Tzahal amongst all the ill of Klal Yisrael. Sponsored by Nina and Chaim Schenker.